Speaking to a Senate Education Committee, bill sponsor Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers started off with a joke.
Just in case folks forgot to eat breakfast this morning, brought a box of Pop-Tarts.
But it was no laughing matter for a 7-year-old Maryland boy who was suspended from school for chewing the breakfast pastry into the shape of a gun. And Evers says similar disciplinary actions are going on in Florida schools with regard to their zero-tolerance policies. He adds one even happened in his district with a 10-year-old kid talking about a toy gun in school while working on a book report.
He was looking at a picture of Oakland Annie or Annie Oakland or whatever it was, and she had a shotgun there. And he told one of his friends, "I've got a shotgun that shoots caps at home." The teacher overheard this, referred him to the principal. He stayed in the principal's office for 3 hours, asking about guns in the home and where his mother kept them, and, you know, and he continued to tell them that he had a cap gun.
Evers says things escalated from there because the 10-year-old almost got a juvenile record.
The school suspended him pending a school board meeting, and the incident was reported to the sheriff, but thank God the sheriff had a little common sense and didn't file a report because he hadn't broken any laws. The boy is still not allowed to go to school.
So Evers' aim is to revise school zero-tolerance policies and give guidance to school administrators to make sure students aren't punished for simulating a firearm with their finger or saying the words bang, bang, or wearing clothes bearing images of firearms.
This type of punishment, you know, infringes on the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and I could think of some other things that it infringes on. But this is the Education Committee. This is about the education of our kids. And why are we punishing kids and not using a little common sense? So let's let kids be kids.
And the so-called Let Kids Be Kids bill was given that name by the National Rifle Association's Marion Hammer.
No matter what you call this bill, nothing mitigates the pain, embarrassment, and stigma caused to young children and their families when zero tolerance runs awry. The misguided actions of school administrators who are trying to enforce an overly broad policy that apparently doesn't provide any real guidance is traumatizing children and families.
Despite the unanimous committee support on the original bill, Democratic Senator Dwight Bullard tried to change the measure to include zero-tolerance policies as a whole, not just with regard to guns. Still, his amendment failed, but Evers promised to work on that as a separate issue in the future, and Bullard says he's hopeful.
Some of the disproportionate effects of minorities as it relates to zero tolerance have been well documented by both the U.S. Department of Justice as well as any number of organizations here in the state of Florida. So it will be my hope that if not this session, in the very, very near future, we begin to look at the glaring numbers of black and brown youth that are disproportionately affected by policies that have been adopted by the state.
Meanwhile, the Senate measure's companion has already passed the House with most Democrats opposed. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.